just saw this really disturbing movie on the airplane. I was like, I'm only going to watch it for a minute. And then, you know, 2 hours later, it's over. I was like, oh, God, why did I watch it? What was it called? Area something is about these aliens in Johannesburg. Anybody know the movie I'm talking about? What's it? Anyway, nobody saw it.
District 9.
District 9, a disturbing movie. You don't have to see it. But it's interesting. But it's about these aliens land, but it's a twist on the whole alien thing. They're not invading our country. They're actually like refugees, you know? And so they're all like decimated and they're all really ill and sick. And, you know, they just have nowhere to go because their planet got destroyed or something. So they're, but they're disgusting. They're like 9 foot tall cockroaches, you know? And they're, yeah, it's really gross. And, but they can communicate, and they're not unintelligent, but they're less intelligent than humans, you know. They're just kind of disgusting. And after I finished watching the movie, I realized that, like, in a sense, it's like I felt like the filmmaker was just switching things a little, and this is how we might look to somebody else, you know. We might look like this, and they're all there. They eat cat food. That's what they eat, and they're always just looking for cat food, you know. And they're like. And you know, they're just like, there's a kind of disgustingness to their lives. They kind of live in filth, and they're just consumed about getting cat food. And as I finished the movie, I realized that this could possibly be how we look, you know? We're like, we're in these measly little minds that are just like, we want food and these little pleasures, and we want to secure them for ourselves. And to a higher being, we might have the same level of, like, kind of patheticness, you know? So just pretend. That you know, because to us we feel like we're beautiful creatures. We're like, you know, and we're full of light. And I don't mean to say that we're not, but that there is a possibility that there's a higher level that might see us is different. And so if that's the case, right? If we have our measly pleasures, right? If we have our pleasures, how can we even conceive of something that's so much greater? Do you see what I'm saying? How can we, is there a way that we can get our minds to conceive of a pleasure, of a beauty that we can't conceive of now? Again, it's the question of how to teach a dog about a pen, how to expand the mind. And I'll tell you a technique that I do, is I try to just figure out a couple of the greatest pleasures I know. And then I just try to expand it. And I just try to open my mind what it would be like. And here's what I use. I use the moment of orgasm, and then I use the feeling of saving somebody's life. Like, if you've ever had that experience of, like, even an animal, or, you know, that experience of really finding somebody who really, really needs help, and you're able to provide the exact help they need. You know, it could be like a domestic, like a very severe domestic dispute, and you happen to be able to help them. Or I remember one time I found a lost person in the woods, and they were terrified, you know, and I was a young girl, and I had the capacity to help her. It was like such an extraordinary feeling. Another time, I remember one time finding a dog who's was swimming in a river, and his leash got caught in an underwater fence, and so he was drowning, you know. And just that sensation of just being able to swim out and unhook the leash, you know? It's such an incredible sensation, you know? So I pick these pleasures, the most incredible pleasures I personally know. Like union with another human being, that moment of connection, that moment of orgasm, combined with that sense of being able to really, really help somebody. And then I just try to combine those two, right? I try to, like, pull them together. And then I pull them into my heart, and I try to feel them expand, you know? And try to get that sensation of what we're talking about. For what purpose? To try to increase the longing in my heart. To try to increase the longing in my heart. To try to move from the preya, right? From the District 9 kind of preya mode of existence. You know, the cat food mode of existence to the mode of existence on what pleasure really is, you know? So I don't walk out of my house every day just obsessed with how can I obtain more cat food. I can think more like how can I achieve the real pleasure, you know? And so it's a nice practice. I invite you all to just try something like that. Just every now and then imagine what it might be like to be a different kind of being. to be a slightly higher being, a more evolved being, a being that is saturated in compassion. Saturated in compassion.
Thank you.